Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm irritated.
Uh-oh. Why?
I literally am jumping through the hoops for this guy, and yesterday he walked out on me. He's like, "Oop, I gotta go." And I said, "I need to know what's going on with the bracelets that I did bring in that were emerald cut for you." Well, I called him this morning and I said, "Hey, I am able to get these bracelets." And I go, "So, which is great, because whatever, you want to see them." "Oh, yeah, no, that's going to be way too much. I didn't even put that much money on them. Not even close. I literally put $2,000 on them."
Are you serious?
"Yeah." And he's like, "That's more than I want to spend. I really don't want to. You know what? I'm on my way to my cabin," he says. "I'm going to be up there for a couple of days. I'll get back in touch with you." I spent money shipping in emerald cut bracelets. He looked at the lab bracelets in the case. I told him I needed to know whether or not if he doesn't want these bracelets, they need them back.
Yeah.
Then I had to say, "Well, then what am I supposed to do with the emerald cup bracelets? You can return those." The guy's a millionaire, multi times over, has multiple homes throughout the country, and he doesn't want to spend that much on his wife. I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
Because they don't see the value in it. That's why.
Yeah. He literally said that he was on a trip, looked at stuff on a ship, 2 carat total weight. He was talking about that being, he threw out a number of 9 grand. Okay, I get it. Whatever. Don't buy it on the ship. But
Right.
now I'm giving you way better pricing, way better stones, way better quality
Yeah,
than what you'd
absolutely.
found on that ship.
Yeah.
And he'll get back to me. So I just wanted to let you know if you were trying to bring that one in to hold off. I am so sorry. I had no idea he was going to flake, and he never said anything about going up to his cabin.
What a piece of
And my
shit.
son went to school with his kid. Yeah,
Oh.
they were friends all their life. He did this to me many, many years ago. He did the same thing. He wanted an emerald cut diamond eternity band for his wife. She taught me Pilates for a long time and wanted a diamond band for her eternity. And he said it was for someone else. I gave him prices. I very lightly marked it up.
Yeah.
And he backed out on me on that. And all of a sudden one time I was looking at pictures on Facebook because her and I are still friends on Facebook. And all of a sudden I look and I'm like, "Oh, she's wearing the eternity band. Nice." He didn't get it for me. And
And you
nobody else
wasted
is
all your
not going to
time.
mark up this stuff. Yeah. But I thought, okay, this time it's going to be different because he's coming to me, came into the store, wasn't just a text or an email.
What a pain in the
But
ass.
maybe next week he'll call me and things will be different. But
Yeah, and then he's
there
just
might not
gonna
be
get.
anything to get next week.
Right, he's gonna get what he gets. I mean, God, these people
Yeah.
drive me crazy. But,
I'm
like.
telling you, retail is putting me over the edge.
Yeah, it's stressful, I know. And I remember, like they want everything for nothing. And it's like, are
Oh,
you
yeah.
serious? Anyway.
Well, I'm going to start drinking now, so I hope your day goes better, and hopefully by the end of the day, maybe I'll be calling you with a sale, and maybe I'll be drunk.
Yeah, and a slur. You're going to be slur. That son of a bitch called me back. Did you?
That sounded really good, Adrian.
I've been drunk a time or two, Carrie.
Is perfect. I love it.
Oh, good. No. Well,
Oh,
maybe you'll get a
yeah.
legit customer that really, like, wants to see something. Jesus.
I'm going to cross my fingers.
You will.
Well,
Trust me, on our end too. Like this lady texts or emails me this morning at 7:34 this morning for diamonds. I respond back as soon as I get in. Tell her which one have on hold for her. I responded back to her at 10:03, and the other two she wants are literally just went out on memo. She hasn't responded back to me. It's been an hour and a half. Like, people are not getting back to us. It's like so frustrating. Like, we will call and call and call, and people get pissed, but we're like, is it sold? Is it not? Do you have a tracking
yeah,
number? Like,
you're holding on, waiting Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I would pull my hair out on your end, too.
Yeah, and then...
It's all...
Yeah, and because of the crosswinds last night, the plane couldn't take off from Rochester last night. So, freaking, I can't even tell you how many of our packages were delayed today.
Were delayed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Stuff that was supposed to be there today didn't get there.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
It has
Which delays you getting it back if it doesn't sell and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then the chances of them getting it from somebody else, yeah. It's
right.
It's, yeah. Anyway.
That's a real thing.
I know. Maybe I'll call you. No, I won't be. I can't drink here at work. I have water.
Well, you know, there's a lunch break in between. Go grab that vodka. You can't see it. Yeah. Put it in your water.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. Well, all right. Well, you have a good day. And thanks for the update.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.